Hi, I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. The Kidney and the Liver, a story of either nosologic drift or successive approach to the kidney. The kidney and the liver have things in common, in addition to being used for sacrificial and prognostic predictive ideas about the future in ancient times. Iverson and Broom in Copenhagen in 1930s and early 40s were biopsying the liver and accidentally hit the kidney without major complications, thus starting the idea of medical renal biopsies on living patients. Actually, Dr. Prani has stated that he has seen every non-renal organ in a renal biopsy, rare I might add, except the brain, even a muscle disease. It was Bloodworth, the Bloodworth that worked at the Wisconsin VA on experimental animals in diabetes and could recapitulate the Kimmelstuhl-Wilson-Mesangial nodules, as well as seen in diabetes in the humans, and author of a famous textbook of endocrinology, and Sheldon Summers, who first described cirrhotic glomerulosclerosis in a paper in Laboratory Investigation in 1959. When, with Dr. Prani, I had a case that Dr. Prani wanted me to take to Dr. Summers, then chief of pathology across town at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, and a renowned consultant. Dr. Prani really didn't believe in the entity of cirrhotic glomerulosclerosis, but he wanted Dr. Summers to see the slide. Dr. Summers wanted to see the slide, but without any history or idea of what we thought, and he immediately called the biopsy hepatic or cirrhotic glomerulosclerosis. The patient did have severe chronic liver disease, and by EM, there was a dirty, granular, small lipid accumulation in the mesangial regions. That trip to see Dr. Summers was in about 1973-74. Remember, as noted in other podcasts, that although Drs. Berger and Hengele at the Necker Hospital in Paris described IgA in diseased renal tissues in 1968, the world of nephrology, quote, remained a little skeptical for a while, unquote, according to J. Stuart Cameron, a real star. It wasn't until 1972-73 that several papers from outside of France appeared. In Germany, Netherlands, Cincinnati, by Dr. Burkholder, David Davies, and others. I believe that the first paper on IgA deposition in renal disease in the U.S. was in Kidney International by J.J. McFall from Wilford Hall Air Force Base in San Antonio, which had a superb renal division. In looking through PubMed, it looks like when IF was applied to kidneys with antisera to IgA on renal cases from cirrhotic patients, many, if not most, were found to have IgA, but not all. The morphology ranged from mesangial hypercellularity to a membranoproliferative pattern, often now known to be caused by hepatitis C or even B. I don't remember seeing well-defined mesangial deposits in the kidney biopsy I showed to Dr. Summers, but maybe others did, and we just didn't know it or how to explain it at the time. Thus time marches on. IgA deposition seems to be added to the term cirrhotic or hepatic glomerulosclerosis. Whether this expansion of patterns included under the term cirrhotic hepatic glomerulosclerosis, so-called nosologic drift, or shows that there are many patterns found in cirrhotic patients, is debatable. The deposition of IgA in patients with liver disease can be easily, probably true, due to lack of hepatic sialoglycoprotein resorption of the circulating altered IgA molecule at the hinge region with this lack of proper sialoglycoproteins in that region. This is distinguishable from the old term hepatorenal syndrome.
Thank you for listening. This podcast and more can be found in the iTunes and Google Play stores. For more information and educational programming like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or visit us on the web at arcanalabs.com.